As I'm recording this, there are only 40-something days remaining until the election. And the purpose of this podcast is to light a fire under your butt, and mine as well, about getting ready with all the last-minute preparations that we need to have in place before we very likely see an attempted, well, uprising, a kinetic coup, probably shortly after the election. The radical left will go insane. They will try to overthrow the country. They will carry out mass murder in the streets. These are the same people who are right now setting wildfires across Western states as part of their gray terrorism operation to burn this country down and weaken any government response. This is also why they've been defunding police. This is part of the same strategy. They defund police, eliminate police response so they can carry out their crimes with their brown shirts, which are their left-wing, radical, lawless lunatics who are chanting death to America and kill the police and terrorizing white people at cafes and restaurants. It's insane where we are right now. But you have a little over 40 days to get everything ready. That's it. Which means it's time to double down and think about your food supplies, your self-defense weapon systems. Do you have your firearms ready to go? Do you have a bug-out plan in case it gets bad? Do you have a neighborhood defense plan? You and your neighbors getting together to defend yourselves against the violence of left-wing terrorist mobs? Do you have a communications plan? Do you have a grid-down plan? What happens when the power grid goes out in your area, which looks like that's going to happen in certain areas across the country? By the way, Trump's nominated HHS spokesperson on the air a couple days ago said that the radical left is going to have an attempted violent coup attempt the day after the election. He said that. It's, you know, this is no longer just sort of alternative media. This is mainstream Trump officials warning about what's coming, because frankly, the radical left is advertising their plans anyway. We know what they're going to do. On election night, when Trump wins with an overwhelming victory, which is obvious at this point because nobody's showing up at the Joe Biden rallies, they're empty. They're empty. So Trump's going to win in a landslide. Then the tech giants like Facebook are going to ban anybody who says that Trump won. They've already announced that. They're going to ban any speech, any posts, any channels that talk about Trump winning. And then they're going to try to rig the election with ballot harvesting and counterfeiting of fake ballots. So over the subsequent few weeks, they're going to try to counterfeit their way to an election victory. Trump's legal team is already prepared to shut that down. And when it is shut down, then the left is going to claim Trump stole the election by using lawyers. That's what they're going to say. Trump stole the election. He cheated when, in fact, they are cheating. Remember, everything that the left is actually doing, they accuse their opponents of doing. That's why Joe Biden said that Trump is an arsonist who's going to burn down America, while in reality, left-wing Joe Biden supporters are actual arsonists who are literally burning down America's forests in Western states. They always accuse their opponents of the very thing that they are doing themselves. So they're going to accuse Trump of stealing the election when he wins. And when he refuses to leave the White House, remember, this is their narrative. They're going to say he must leave the White House. We're going to have to force him to leave no matter what. When he refuses to leave because he won the election, they're going to say, well, it's time for a mass uprising. They're going to say they have to throw Trump out of the White House. They're going to say they have to have a communist coup, a revolution, an uprising, an overthrow, whatever. When that happens, in my analysis, Trump will invoke the Insurrection Act. This will put troops on the streets of America. They're already being pre-positioned in place using Operation Warp Speed, where Trump is saying that, oh, this is all about distributing vaccines. That way no one can oppose it because you can't say anything against vaccines. So he says, yeah, we're gonna distribute vaccines using the military. It's actually a cover story to distribute military personnel across the cities all over America, so that when the radical left initiates its uprising, Trump will have military troops ready to greet them, to put down the insurrection, arrest those who are involved in granting aid and comfort to these enemies of America. And so I'm hoping that means Trump is going to have the military police arrest the left-wing traitors, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Governor Browns, the Governor Newsom's, and so on. They're all criminals, and they need to be arrested. It's time to shut this down. It's time to defend America against the traitors who are trying to destroy it. But as this happens, it's going to be pure chaos all across America. You're going to have a hard time getting groceries, buying gasoline. You won't be able to find any firearms or ammunition anywhere. Not that you can now, but it'll be even harder then. It won't be safe to go shopping in many areas. We're going to be under a kind of martial law, although not technically martial law, but you won't be able to travel. There will be military on highways with military checkpoints, okay? And this is a temporary, necessary thing to defeat the enemies of America. And I have faith that Trump is doing this or going to do this for all the right reasons. I support these actions. We have to use the military domestically to defeat and take down the enemies of America. I believe Trump's going to do it. I think he's got no other choice. And when it happens, your best bet is to stay home. Stay off the roads. Stay away from the crowds. Stay away from the mobs. Don't take your gun out and look for trouble. Stay home and defend your home. Defend your property. Now, the scenario may change if they try to have a coup against Trump. If they try to surround the White House, I may at some point call for all Americans to converge in Washington, D.C. to defend our republic and stop the assault attempt against the White House. I reserve the right to call for that, but I think the military will deal with that. And there's going to be bloodshed on the streets of America because these left-wing lunatics will not stop. You can't use the rule of law because they don't recognize any law. They want chaos and violence. They want bloodshed, and that's exactly what they're about to get from the military. You're going to have to stop the insurrection. And it all begins probably right after the election. So your window of opportunity to get prepared with any last-minute preparedness items that you're thinking of, you know, is rapidly closing. And I think I'm the only analyst in the independent media that has talked about the 14th Amendment, Section 3, and the taking down of those engaged in rebellion against the United States. Anyone who has taken an oath of office, any governor, any mayor, any state legislator, must be removed from power if they aided or granted comfort to enemies of America. I think I'm the only one talking about this. It's right there in the Constitution. It demands that Trump take these actions in order to protect the equal rights of the American people under the Constitution. You have to remove from power those who are actively working against the United States to destroy this nation. And I believe that Trump will invoke this. There's going to be chaos for a while. So you'll need to get prepared in every way that you can think of. Whatever preparedness items that you already have in place, double check them. Make sure you've got a plan to defend them. Make sure you have a good bug out plan if that's your option. Make sure your bug out vehicle is ready. And by the way, watch all the videos and podcasts on my website, prepwithmike.com. How-to instructional videos on firearms and emergency fire starting devices for camping and survival use, and how to clean your guns with coconut oil, and you know all kinds of really very practical, you know, how to tie effective knots to secure lines and so on. Very good how-to information, prepwithmike.com. Study it, download the videos if you want, put them on your hard drive. The internet may go down during all of this, so I don't know if we're going to be online. I really don't know. I don't know if the power grid is going to work. I don't know if cell phones are going to work. There might be a complete lockdown of the entire system while the military deploys across America to take down the traitors. And if that happens, your job is to support the effort to defend America, but stay off the streets. Let them do their jobs to clean out this swamp, clean out the demons. End the insurrection so that we can restore America and restore the rule of law. So I'll stay online as long as I can. I'm Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening to this emergency podcast. There are many more coming. Watch my channel on Brighteon.social, the new social media platform, the alternative to Twitter. Free speech is welcome there. Brighteon.social. My username there is at Health Ranger. Just follow my channel there. I mean, just sign up and then follow at Health Ranger. And you'll be able to get all of my, you know, tweets or updates and real-time posts and so on. And I'm doing that all day and into the evening, usually all the way to midnight. Lots of new intel coming in at all hours of the day. So subscribe there, follow my channel, and you'll be able to get those updates from me in real time. Thank you for listening. Be safe and get prepared.